Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from VegGrow Podcast, and this is episode 73, titled The First Aid Kit. And it's the 18th of July 2016. Coming up today, I'm going to discuss the latest developments on the plots, and then I want to discuss a bit about the first aid kit that I'm putting together for the allotment. More on that later, but firstly, to start with the allotment as always, plot 1 to 8B. As always, I've been down a few times during the week and a while on Sunday. Mostly been watering and weeding, but I've also added some seaweeds to one of the composters, ready to rot down with some horse manure, so that it'll be ready for next year's potatoes. In these composters, I've noticed weeds were growing, so I've put some buckets over the top in order just to block out the light to prevent weeds from growing. That's it really on that one. I've now harvested most of the garlic. I noticed that one of the varieties, Picardy White, didn't grow for some reason. I don't know why. It's a bit unusual, but I'm going to have to buy some fresh seed for that and try again next year. However, the Solent White, the Red Dunst White and the Provence White have all been harvested. That's just leaving two rows of the other types there on the list. And I found that the ones that were planted earlier, last year basically, end of last year, have done much better than those that were planted in January. The two varieties I've left in were also planted in January, so I'm going to give them a bit longer in the soil and see if that makes any difference. But I think what happened was the garlic rust hit them, and that just stopped them growing anymore because it was quite bad. So that's probably because of the ones that were in earlier, they had longer to grow before it hit that. So we're going to have to investigate ways to prevent this. The garlic farmers normally has a stall down at the Chili Fiesta in West Dean Gardens in August. So when I go there, I'll ask them any tips and stuff. The elephant garlic, I did, however, harvest all that, and that was very impressive. There'll be a picture on the post for this today, and you can see on there. I actually grew two different loads of this, one from saved seed from last year, or the year before, rather, and the other fresh seed. The fresh seed definitely was bigger, but I'm going to save the largest bulb from each and grow again next year. Where I've removed the garlic and elephant garlic, I've put in some broccoli, Rab 60 and Brussels sprouts into that space. And with the cane structure I built, talked about last week, around it, I was meant to put some netting over it, but I forgot. So I will have to do that very, very soon. I decided the gooseberry bush that was... there when I took the plot on, it was really weedy underneath, so I've decided to clear that all out. One large bramble cane came out and what have you. There was a lot of swearing when I was doing it, as you can imagine. So I videoed me to clearing it to kind of stop me swearing. But now I can see the whole bush, and it's quite large. And I can see more gooseberries on it, so I'll be harvesting and picking more of those because they're definitely ripe, along with raspberries, blueberries and strawberries, both from the allotment and at home. I did put a blog post out the other day about the use of some fruits on the project I'm talking about for surviving off my own. Called Project Grow What I Ate. That's on the website if you want more. Read that. Final allotment note I've got today is about a letter I received from the council. Basically a letter saying that rubbish is being dumped and please stop it. When I read it, I didn't feel it was aimed at me directly, but at everyone on the allotment. I'll have a hard tidy up on my plot anyway, just to make sure. I spoke to a loving allotment tea who received several letters, but they were specific about his plot, so I think I'm okay. But let's just make sure. So at home, greenhouse is like a jungle, literally just a jungle. I can barely get in there. But tomatoes are just starting to ripe, so I reckon within the next week I'll be eating them, as long as I keep them well watered. Of course, in the potting shed, I've sown more seeds, such as radish, lettuce, spring onion, parsley, basil and spinach. Just got to remember to keep them watered, especially as there's a lot of hot weather on its way. And they can dry out quite quickly. I've potted up the passion fruit seedlings as well, and they're looking fantastic. I sown these a few weeks ago, and they were growing well in the propagator. But I potted them on one evening. I checked on them a couple of hours later, and they looked all droopy and limp, but I gave them a good water and left them overnight. But the next morning, they perked up, and by the end of the day, they look very strong, and now they're actually growing, no romping away. They just obviously went into a bit of shock after being transplanted, but they've recovered, which is the main thing. Watercress seedlings that I sown and potted on a few weeks ago, they've died. Most of them have died anyway. I've put them in the cold frame to card them off, and I think slugs must have eaten them, the little buggers. But I can still sow more of those. On the actual veg plot itself, the courgette is starting to fruit, so soon courgettes will be coming in, which would be good. Broad beans are mostly finished now. So I'll be getting rid of those plants. The pots protecting the plants from the chickens seem to be working well, as when chickens are out, they're not digging up the plants. They're digging around them, but they're not digging them up. So I'm going to continue this method in the future. It works, so I can't say much more than that. Okay, so the main topic today, first aid. I'm doing this as it occurred to me, I have no first aid kit down the allotment, and if I went down there without the van, I would have nothing to treat myself in the event of an injury. Admittedly, I've never really got much of an injury worth treating, but I am kind of like, I get on with it. So, while I could buy a kit, it's not really tailored towards garden, really. So I thought about what are the most likely injuries likely to come across and what I would need to treat them, so and built it to my own specifications, if you like. First injury I thought would be thorns and splinters, so use of gloves while working offer a level of protection from this, a decent pair of gloves, but of course it still happens, so a pair of tweezers probably going to be a good thing to remove the thorn or splinter. That's probably going to be the first thing on this list. Then after that, I probably need some antiseptic cream to prevent the infection, and possibly some plasters to keep it clean following that. Obviously, the plasters can also be used for cuts, which are likely to happen as well. So along with some antiseptic wipes and water, keep the wound clean. Plasters help, and deeper or larger cuts may require bandages or compression to stem the bleeding. Bites are likely too, so a bug repellent will probably help a lot, just keeping them off. And then you can get bite spray, I've seen, just to ease the pain and again stop any infection and things like that. Burns are another strong possibility, so a supply of cold water or a cold pack, you can get some that you sort of, you know, like the heat packs, you twist and they get cold. They're going to go into this first aid kit to try and, you know, in case I've got a kettle on them, pour some hot water over me by accident, I think. I mean, these cold packs can also be used for sprains or an alternative for this is you can get a cold spray, but that's only good if the skin is unbroken, but kind of that will also go in the first aid kit. You can also get a heat spray like that as well, so if you want a bit of heat, like a muscle injury, a strain, what have you, DP type thing. You can get that in a spray form as well. So that'd be another one to go for. Well, basically, that's the simple injuries I've covered there that can be self-treated. But what if, you know, what about more serious injuries like broken bones or being knocked unconscious, for example? Well, in these circumstances, I would need outside help. So firstly, someone knows where I am and what time I'll be home, generally my wife. I keep my phone on me and charged and ready to use, so if I'm able to ring somebody for help, I can. 999, for example. Or if somebody's worried about me, they can contact me, and if there's no answer, they can then raise the alarm. And of course, there's normally other allottees around to help, so shouting might come into play there for that. Being vigilant is obviously going to be the big thing. I think prevention is better than cure. By no means, it's a comprehensive list, but this is what I've just started thinking about and piling together. I have done first aid courses in the past, and I probably will be doing more in the future if it carries on. They are so valuable and worth it, not just for yourself, but for other people. So if I do a first aid course in the future, I will of course talk about it and what I've learned and go from there. I'll probably be someone like the St. John's Ambulance or something. So what about you lot out there? What would you add to your first aid kit? Put your answers in the comments below. That's on the website, thevegquarepodcast.co.uk. Add your input and have a look at the site while you're there and join in. Okay, so I'll be winding up for today now. Next week I'm thinking I'm going to be starting a series of things I want to talk about, and that's about preserving stock. So next week I'm going to probably start with preserving herbs, and then probably a week after that be like preserving herb fruit and things like that. I've actually started scripting this today, which is probably why it's a bit of a short episode actually. But it feels a bit more together and what have you. And I'll get this next week's one scripted and what have you. So if you want to add anything else, please do contact me. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast.